My name's Ian Chambers. I love wrestling and I love my girlfriend, but my girlfriend, she doesn't love wrestling. But this podcast is going to change all that, isn't it?
No.
On the Secret Recordings Network, welcome to I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling. Her mornings are a rush, and her tush is lush. It's Bobby the Booty Hall.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. It's a bit awkward because we've just had a massive argument.
No, we're not talking.
No, we have. We've just had a massive argument, which is the hottest day of the year, probably on record so far, and I've got to sit in and watch wrestling. And I don't. And we've had a big argument, and now we're pretending that we haven't.
Yeah, well, that's podcasts.
Is it?
That's how you do it. You got to be professional in this game.
Nah.
Right, anyway, argument aside, let's press play. All right, here we go. So, last week, Brad the Paramedic, a.k.a., do you remember what you called him?
The Hero.
He left us a review on Apple Podcasts with a recommendation. He said, if Bobby wants drama and scandal, then it's got to be The Edge, Matt Hardy and Lita love triangle.
Okay.
So here we go.
I enjoy a love triangle.
It's a feud fueled by real life tensions between two former friends over that female wrestler on screen right now called Lita.
Attractive lady.
Now, in 2005, Matt Hardy, who you're about to see come out next.
Who's that one?
That's Edge.
Why is there a gate around the ring?
I'll explain that in a minute. That is called a steel cage.
Okay.
So, in 2005, Matt Hardy was released by WWE for unprofessional conduct. This in real life.
2005, that's this man, Matt Hardy.
No, Matt Hardy, that's Edge. Okay. Matt Hardy's about to come out.
Fine.
So Matt had sent something nasty on social media after he found out that his girlfriend, Lita, was having a real-life affair with fellow wrestler and his good friend, Edge, the man in the ring.
His good friend?
Good friend, fellow wrestler. He got with his missus.
Okay.
So fans...
For starters, I can't believe that either of them have even agreed to this.
Exactly. Bear in mind, before Matt came back, he'd been released, like I just said, but fans were not happy about it. So, like, they started chanting and booing Edge and Lita, like, saying things like, you screwed Matt! And we want Matt.
Everyone liked Matt.
So fans even started a petition online to bring Matt back. It got like thousands and thousands of signatures.
Right.
And then Vince finally rehired him. Long story short, Matt finally gets a proper chance to get his hands on the man who stole his girlfriend, Edge. This is 2005.
But why have they agreed to do this? Because this is what I don't understand.
Money talks.
Yeah, but whilst this looks now like everyone's watching this going, this is the moment they've finally come face to face with each other. It's not. They've been rehearsing this in a dance studio for weeks.
Yeah, but...
Do you know what I mean? Like, this is what I don't... I cannot even believe that this anger is real.
Look at his eyes.
But how? They've done this 12 times before.
They haven't rehearsed it that many times. They'll talk through it over a cup of tea.
Are you joking?
No, I've been deadly
serious.
You
tell me that it is choreographed. This doesn't make any sense.
So look, sometimes you've got to put your differences aside, but that doesn't mean that when you are throwing the odd shot here and there, like when Sean and Brett had their rivalry and like that was real deal, like I told you.
But was it? Because they did it 12 times.
These two...
And I'm saying 12.
Look.
It's probably more than that.
Let's say I'm a wrestler in WWE and you hook up with The Rock. Right? Which could have happened. But I couldn't
have been... Let's not pretend that you would take on The Rock.
I would get fired because I'd go on social media. I'd say, Rock, you're out of order.
No, you wouldn't. No,
I would.
I was having this conversation at work yesterday. I said, we were talking about David Beckham, and I don't know how we got onto the topic of it. We were talking about David Beckham, and I said, I don't know where this conversation came from. I was at work. You talk about things like this. I said, do you think Ian would be annoyed if I had sex with David Beckham?
What the hell are you talking about this for?
I don't know. I can't remember. It just came up. I think we were reading the Daily Mail.
Right.
And...
No, I wouldn't.
One of the girls at work said, I think men have just got a bit of an understanding when it comes to David Beckham that they would just accept it and move on. And I thought, I don't know if that's true because I don't think you'd be happy with it. But if, let's just say, I had sex with David Beckham.
Right, yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
I'd be absolutely fuming.
But
why? Why? Just because you played football and you take a good Instagram picture, does that mean you can have sex with my missus?
But would the wedding be off?
Yeah, the wedding would be off.
But you've just said, a second ago, you said, I'd be all right with it.
Yeah, I was messing about. Well, no, it started running through my head, him doing things to you, and I thought, nah, I'm not having that.
So you genuinely, the wedding would be off.
The point I'm making, yes, it would. If you had sex with The Rock, and then you and The Rock started a relationship together, and we broke up.
Yeah.
And I went on social media and said, Rock.
Well, are they in a relationship then? It's not just sex.
No, Edge and Lita are now in a relationship.
Okay.
And then Vince called me up and he goes, Ian, I'm going to bring you back. I'm going to pay you money. And you're going to get in the ring with The Rock.
Does he talk like that when he's just on the phone?
Probably, yeah. I would say, fine, Vince, I'm coming back. And I'd have to sit at a table opposite The Rock and I'd say, look, mate, we're going to get in a steel cage. I'm probably going to throw some stiff shots.
I just don't think you would. I think you're not going to take The Rock on.
So what would I do? Just go start a different career.
You'd cry for a long time and then you'd move on.
Anyway, yeah, I would do actually. So these two, look, I'm telling you that Matt Hardy genuinely detests this man. Imagine the emotions.
But they're not actually fighting, so.
No, they aren't, but because they're putting on a show, but at the same time, I'm telling you.
Exactly. So can you imagine really, really hating someone and having to pretend to punch them in the face? How annoying.
Oh, it'd be
like
horrible.
Those dreams when you try and. I dream about this all the time.
Who are you punching in your dreams?
You've cheated on me in the dream.
Oh, right.
And I try and hit you, but it's like slow motion, or like I try and hit you and like the wind, like I can't hit you. Have you had those dreams before?
No, never.
Oh, they're so...
I can honestly say I've never dreamt about hitting you.
And I'm so angry in the dream because you've cheated on me and I'm trying to hit you, but I can't. It's very, very frustrating.
So, yeah, I think there are different levels of stiffness when it comes to working a wrestling match. So, like, you might be a bit soft with someone you like, but then you might be a bit more stiff with someone who had sex with your missus. So, they've actually had an affair. Like,
yeah,
Matt
but
found
they're
out.
They're not really touching each other in this.
Yeah, yeah, look at this. Look how.
You're saying you believe it, and I don't believe it at all.
So, can you imagine, though, finding out that your girlfriend was not only cheating on you, but with a man who you've got a good friendship with? It's horrible.
Yeah, what's horrible is, and then having to pretend to fight with him, when all you probably want to do is pull his long hair and drag him around.
Oh! That was. Oh! Oh, now what you're saying. That was
and
stiff,
she's
wasn't it?
Just there in the corner.
Watching.
That's very awkward for her.
So I've got a few little bits I need to tell you first. So this is a steel cage match. To win a steel cage match, you can either climb out over the top or you can pin your opponent inside the steel cage.
This looks a bit more like a proper fight, like a cage fight.
Yeah.
That's the new man there, isn't it?
That's the new man, Edge.
And he's trying to climb out of the top.
Yeah,
and
if you drop out and your feet hit the floor, you've won. Or you can pin them in the ring.
What was that?
A drop kick to his back.
He didn't touch him. So, he literally went past him.
So look at Lita, right? Let's imagine you're Lita.
In a little
just
crop top.
Put yourself in her shoes for a second.
Oh.
Which man would you choose and why? Forget the affair. Forget everything else. Imagine these are just two bachelors in a steel cage and you're looking at them like at the window shopping. You know what I mean?
Okay. So
like she's standing outside the shop
Lita
window.
I'm not Lita then, am I? Because she's had both and she's obviously made her choice.
All right, so who would you choose?
So if I was me... It's hard to say without getting to know them because I'm a big personality girl. But if we're talking, are you asking me to talk purely on appearance?
Yeah.
It's just the hair, the wrestling hair just is not for me. But I think the dark-haired man seems a bit nicer.
What, than Blondie?
Than the blonde guy. Because the thing for me is, and I've never really understood this, and they talk about it a lot on Love Island at the minute, when they're like, oh, I like a bad boy. And I've never got the bad boy thing at all. I don't think I've ever been anywhere near a bad boy, like, anywhere. Like, not even like...
So do you think that Edge is the bad boy in this and Matt's the good guy?
The blonde man looks like the bad boy.
And what's Matt then?
He seems quite nice. The dark-haired man seems quite nice. And I just don't like a bad boy. I like someone that's just really, 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 really nice.
Like me.
Like, not boring really nice. They have to be lots of other things as well. But, for example, you are the nicest man I've ever met.
Am I?
Yeah, that argument.
But I've got an edge.
No, but you're funny and you're not, like, really boring. Oh, gosh, that's an unattractive face.
Let's pause this to play the greatest game in podcast history. It's probably, arguably, your favourite part of the show.
Do you know what? I would like to ask you a question.
What?
Why do you think this is the greatest game as opposed to Celebrity Superstars? Because you always favour Real Gimmick or Fake Gimmick.
How do you know I'm about to play Real Gimmick or Fake Gimmick?
Because you always tee it up by saying the greatest
Let's play Real Gimmick or Fake Gimmick. Dig it!
But why do you like this one more?
It's better. Ooh, yeah! Uh-huh! Oh, dig it!
Dig it.
All right, this is real gimmick or fake gimmick. I'm going to give you the name of a wrestling character, and all you have to do is tell me whether or not you believe that character ever existed in the WWE world. Just to clarify, gimmick generally refers to a wrestler's in-ring persona, character, behavior, attire, and or other distinguishing traits they have. We rolling?
We're rolling.
Big Dick Johnson.
Oh, hello.
A somewhat overweight, you could say chubby, Chippendale style, like male stripper. He would only wear a bow tie and a tiny little thong. He'd come down to the ring, let it all hang loose, and swing his bits about like a madman. He'd sometimes spray like oil all over his body, all over his belly, rub it all in, and he would also rub his bits in people's faces.
Fake gimmick.
Big Dick Johnson.
Fake gimmick.
Real gimmick.
What?
Real gimmick.
Why the hell?
2006.
Why the hell would you have the dicks and then essentially do exactly the same thing?
Because like the dicks were muscular, Chippendale style.
It's the same thing.
This is like the chubby.
You said Chippendale style would rub oil all over themselves, would wear a bow tie.
Yep.
That's the same thing as the dicks.
If you didn't hear about the dicks, you can check out the episode in our archives. But
let's see him.
You want to see Big Dick Johnson?
Yeah. Who knows what is about to appear on the Google image.
I'll put search. WWE in afterwards, just to clarify.
Christopher DeJoseph.
There he is.
Look
at him there.
Wow.
There he is in a yellow thong.
I mean, in this one, it's almost like he's not wearing any pants at all.
Yeah. We will put a picture of Big Dick Johnson.
I wonder how he feels about his time with WWE.
He went on to have a career outside of WWE. Then he came back and he is now currently a writer for WWE.
But I feel like, really, he was just getting the piss taken out of him, wasn't he?
You just can't say no to Vince. Like, can you imagine getting brought into WWE?
I can guarantee you now for a fact that I could say no to Vince.
Every wrestler that's ever worked for Vince always comes out going, it's just impossible to say no to.
Get me in front of Vince McMahon immediately.
He'd own your ass.
Absolutely. I would get such a thrill out of saying no to that man. You're telling me no one has ever said no to him. I bet they've asked The Rock to come back and he said no.
Yeah, but The Rock's a different kettle of fish, isn't he?
Well, I would say I am on the same level as The Rock.
Shut up. Anyway, I'll post a picture of Big Dick Johnson on our Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
I think you would get taken down for nudity.
At MadeMyGF, give us a follow.
Ooh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, dig it. Dig it.
Okay, back to the match. Now, I want you to remember the emotions, the high intensity that's going on here. I want you to realise that these men hate each other. They are inside of a steel cage. Anything could happen. Who do you think is going to win?
I think something like, a bit like the sort of thing we've seen before where Edge is the new man, isn't he? Blonde man.
Yeah, he's the new man.
Where Edge will win, but then old Matty boy will just do his own thing at the end, like punch him in the face or something.
All right, sounds good.
Something like
that. Oh!
They had terrible tattoos back then, didn't they? What was that tattoo?
Oh, do you want to know a funny story? Actually, Edge, a little bit after this, got a giant star tattooed on the top of his upper arm, a black star with a red outline. Right. And when I was at uni, I printed off a picture of Edge, took it in, and I said, I want that star top of my shoulder. Paid a deposit.
What?
I was walking to the tattoo parlour, went to put my hand on the handle of the door to walk in and get the star, and turned around and bottled it, and it was the best decision of my life.
Two things I want to say here. How much did you pay for the deposit?
£40.
Second, that's not the first time you've done that, because I bought you a tattoo. This story baffles me even to this day. I bought Ian a tattoo for Christmas. You can buy like a voucher for a tattoo. You paid the deposit using that voucher, decided that you weren't going to go in and get it, lost the deposit. Is this or is this not correct?
Right, so...
And then went back to a completely different tattoo studio with his brothers, and I hope you're listening, and got a bunch of bananas tattooed on his ankle.
That is not what you told me, that the voucher was for the banana tattoo.
No,
don't lie.
No, it was not.
No,
it wasn't. It was for something completely different. You wanted something completely different
You said that the bananas were too big in comparison. You said I could get a little banana.
No, you were talking about all sorts of things. You were talking about starting a sleeve. You were talking about trees. You were talking about a moon. You were talking about loads of stuff. That was for something. You lost that deposit and then went with your brothers and got a banana on your ankle.
Yeah, and you like it now. You've grown to love it.
No, that's not what I've said. I've said it's on your ankle and I love you.
So...
No.
Look, bananas are great. That's my gimmick, isn't it? You know that, Donkey Kong and all that stuff. Anyway, stop talking about other things other than this match. This is an intense feud. Buy into the soap opera of it. Buy into the drama of it. That's why I'm showing you this.
Can't.
Oh!
I guess I feel the same about...
My God! A powerbomb off the top. Count it, ref. It's over. Oh, he kicked out.
Of course it's not. He kicked out after the second slam. Shock. So bored of that happening. You can't admit they do it every time.
No, I'm not
at
bored of
it. At least twice. Oh, what's going on now? This is about to get embarrassing.
No, this is about to get good. Look who's getting involved. The woman who's at the centre of all of this. The tip of
what's
the love triangle.
To do?
She opened the gate for him so he could come out because there's a steel cage door that he can get out. She's giving him a briefcase. What's that?
Why is there always a briefcase?
There's not always a briefcase. Coincidence. Oh, my God. Oh, it swung's the briefcase.
What's in the briefcase?
Nothing. Don't worry about that.
What do you mean nothing? Don't just hand someone a briefcase and then say there's nothing in the briefcase.
He's going to use it as a weapon. Oh, he's tied him up. Look at the crowd. He's finally getting the man who took his woman. Oh, stop this match, they're saying. Oh.
Why?
Because he's gonna hurt him.
I cannot believe that you're saying there's no reason for that briefcase being there. What's in the briefcase?
I don't know. I can't answer that question.
I've seen matches where there's legal documents in these briefcases and you're telling me that there's nothing in there.
You've caught me off guard. I don't know what's in the briefcase.
I often do.
Oh, the cheek of that. Lita is begging Matt for mercy, saying don't hurt him.
Oh, bloody hell. Can you imagine?
Uh-oh. Edge is busted open.
He looks fake to me. What's that, fake blood to me?
No, that's real blood.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's everywhere.
Right, can you stop being so negative?
That's not real. I saw that blood explode out. That was not real blood. It looked like a ketchup bottle.
Nope, it's called a blade job. So you got a blade in your pocket and you give your head a little cut.
That is disgusting that they would ever do that. Oh, he's got this mysterious briefcase. It's got nothing in it.
Oh, Lita's grabbed a steel chair. What's she doing? She's the last person who needs to get involved in this. The dirty cheat.
I wonder if jeans like that are ever going to come back into fashion. Like the low rise.
Oh, well, they're cool at one point, obviously.
Yeah, you just don't see them anymore. It's all like high rise, high waisted.
Oh, God, she's in the cage. Lita's in the cage.
Stupid. I don't know what she's doing. She's making some sort of gesture.
No, Matt is squaring up. He genuinely loved that woman in real life.
Is he going to hit her?
Oh, Edge is crawling out.
Just knock him out.
What's happening?
Stupid bitch.
Oi! Oh, God.
He's got her.
Oh! He twisted fate in his ex-girlfriend.
Wow.
That's his finishing move. He dropped her like a bad habit. Lita is out. Spear!
I bet that's quite controversial, isn't it?
Edge just speared him. That's his finishing move. Matt, so he got his big moment.
Yeah,
One, two.
Kick out! Yeah, there's a shot. There's a surprise.
What did you make of him twist the fate in his ex? Because she deserves it.
I mean, it's always a bit of a tricky one, isn't it? When men versus women, but...
The crowd. Hardy! Hardy!
Come on, just knock him out. Finish it. Just drag it out so much every time. Knock him out.
Oh.
Knock him out. Give him a proper little punch as well. Really hit him.
Oh! He's knocked Edge down. It's over, this, isn't it? All Matt has to do is climb out now. It's done.
No, he's gonna land on him, I reckon.
Don't be stupid. Look how high he is.
Yeah, he'll do it just to piss him off.
Matt, don't do this. Matt, don't do this.
It's so obvious what he's about
don't
to do.
Don't do... You could climb out and win the match right now, Matt. Do not do this. It's not worth it. Bobby!
Is this plan, this bit?
It's not... Ah!
Oh, I nearly said the F word then. That looks really painful. He is smothered in blood.
Three! Matt Hardy gets the win.
Was that part of the plan?
Yeah, it was. But, you know, that's the whole point. It's meant to make you think like that.
Oh.
Come on, that was a good ending.
I like it when they don't go by the rules.
That was a good ending.
Yeah, it was. He looks very, 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 very in blood.
He did a leg drop off the top of the cage, landed on Edge, pinned him for the win. Matt Hardy gets revenge over his old best friend.
But he didn't, because he didn't, did he? Really. If anything, he's just given him loads of money by agreeing to do the match. If you really wanted to get revenge, you'd let him get offered like thousands and thousands of pounds to do the match and then not do it, because that would be the real kick in the teeth, wouldn't it? By going, I'm not giving you that.
The glass is always half full with you, Bobs. All right, if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, we'd love it if you could rate and review us. Just click 5 stars. That's how many we want.
Only 5.
Only 5, and then hit write a review.
All or nothing.
Yeah, whatever. You can't tell people what they can and can't do.
But I could just say, just give us 5 or nothing.
Just click 5 stars, then click write a review. When you leave that review, tell us your first name.
What's she doing?
She's laying next to a man thinking,
it's not
oh.
The bloody Titanic.
Yeah, leave us your first name and your profession, and we'll give you your very own wrestler name. Now, here's a quick Instagram review from Hi, my name is John27. He says, great stuff, guys. Spotify won't let me leave a review. Sorry. Bobby is the money here.
Yeah.
And needs a bigger part in the intros and stuff.
Oh, I try, but he steals the microphone back off me every time.
Wild idea. If you are sticking with showing WWE and keeping it crazy, what about a Hardy compound match? Yeah, that'd be good. Or another gimmick match like an elimination chamber.
I've got no idea what those suggestions mean.
You'd like it. Also, my girlfriend just doesn't want to come around to wrestling. However, funny story. I was lying down watching a wrestling pay-per-view and Roman Reigns was on doing his Superman punch. My missus saw him do it, looked at me, standing over me, cocked back both hands, shouted, double punch! And jumped on me, delivering a double Superman punch to my gut. The best finishing move ever.
So he's saying he enjoys his girlfriend doing that. If I came up to you and just did like a big
wrestling move,
yeah,
I'd be hyped.
No, you wouldn't.
That would be hot.
Oh, God.
So, hi, my name is John. What should we call him?
How can we argue with the Instagram name, hi, my name is John?
That is a good wrestling name, actually.
I feel like that's just who he is.
My God, it's hi, my name is John.
Hi, my name is John. We'll knock off the 27.
Yeah.
But hashtag hi, my name is John.
There you go. I like it. By the way, I announced last week my I love wrestling stickers to go to war with Bobby's I hate wrestling stickers.
No one wants any.
If you want either, if you want an I hate wrestling sticker or an I love wrestling sticker for free, sent to your home, get yourself on our Twitter page.
And they can go everywhere. We've sent them, like, genuinely, they made it all the way to Canada.
Yeah,
didn't they?
Amazing. I hate wrestling one. But if you're Canadian and you want I love wrestling, that's fine.
No.
Go to @MadeMyGF on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Send us a message, send us a tweet, leave us a comment, and we will send one to your address, and you can stick it wherever you want. Let's go to war, Bobby.
Yeah, let's go to war.
So Bobby still doesn't love wrestling, and that's why we'll be back next week with another episode of I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling.